When it comes to planning out Jacksonville's urban core, the city needs to do a better job of defining what are called primary streets. That's what the Jackson argues in a new editorial. The Jackson's Ennis Davis is here now to explain this issue. I'm Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT. So Ennis, this concept of primary streets, when we're talking about a downtown area, we really mean just a great street, right?
Yes. So all great cities have a great downtown, right? And all great towns have a great street. So if we're looking at Chicago, for example, many people will be familiar with Michigan Avenue. In New York, Fifth Avenue. A little closer to home, in Fort Lauderdale, Los Olas Boulevard is a well-known street full of life, activity, restaurants, shops, retail. And the same thing is starting to take place in Miami with Brickell Avenue and St. Petersburg with Central Avenue. So it brings to the question, what is Jacksonville's great street in downtown? And what should it be if we don't know what that answer is?
Does the Jackson have any ideas for what it should be, Ennis?
So what many cities tend to do is identify primary vs. secondary streets. A primary street is typically going to be where you're going to have a lot of traffic. It may connect to a lot of destinations. It may be very accessible to downtown as well as adjacent neighborhoods. So if we were looking at downtown Jacksonville, Adams Street could be an example of that. In Brooklyn, Riverside Avenue or Park Street, which connects Brooklyn to La Villa to the north and Riverside to the south, would be good examples of what could be considered primary streets.
But we're not quite there yet. There's some issues getting in the way.
Yes, a recent project, the hotel proposed in Brooklyn at 600 Park Street, kind of brought this issue to light. This hotel has been proposed to have a building along Park Street. However, a lot of discussion within a recent meeting was involved concerning Chelsea Street, which is the backside of the hotel. And the way our policies are written and interpreted, Chelsea Street is no different from Park Street in how we view the design of a site.
Your editorial, along with Bill Delaney and Mike Field, that's at thejacksonmag.com. The title is Brooklyn Projects Show the Need to Define Primary Streets. There's a lot more there about this specific project and about Jacksonville's policies that you guys say are getting in the way of making these streets great. Check it out now, thejacksonmag.com. That's The Jackson's Ennis Davis. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo. And this is The Jackson on WJCT.